And it is Say Something Nice Day. Mm-hmm. We've encouraged our listeners to say something nice. So it's appropriate to lead into our next guest. Kay Wills Wyma is joining us. Her book is called The Peace Project, a 30-day experiment practicing thankfulness, kindness, and mercy. Kay, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Well, thanks for having me, you guys.
Well, we appreciate you coming on to talk about this, and certainly three things that we could use a whole lot more of in our culture today. Thankfulness, kindness, and mercy.
Yeah, they're pretty powerful. I sort of bumped into them accidentally. It wasn't like I made this up. It was forced on me. And I realized, it all started with a bad attitude. How's that for Say Something Nice Day?
There you go. Well, it's honest anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I had an experience one morning with a little bit of road rudeness on my own little road where I was backing out onto, and a big old black pickup truck forced me back to back up down the street. And it's just like surreal because, you know, stuff like that happens these days, especially as we're coming back into traffic and everybody knows it exists, but sort of has forgotten what it is and so on and so forth. And it was in that forced back down that I looked up and saw this beautiful sunrise coming through and had that moment of going, what am I doing? Because sometimes I don't think we stop ourselves and just kind of go, you know, not everything in the world is bad. And there are good things, which is where thankfulness starts. And it sort of primes the pump. I mean, even in saying something nice to someone, like if you can stop today and even someone that has hit you with rudeness, possibly back out of the situation, realize they're a human being. They have a lot more going on than what you can see. All of us do. And hit a compassion button and feed some life into the situation. It's so powerful.
Yeah. And I think, Kay, thankfulness is you say starting there, building that attitude of gratefulness and gratitude. It seems like everything in our culture wars against that, right? I mean, every ad is about making you discontent and unthankful. Yeah. You don't have this, you don't have that, you need this, you need that. If only you had this, you'd be a better person. If only you lost 5 pounds or your teeth were whiter or your hair were less gray or whatever. Yeah. And it's like everything has made us to feel discontent instead of feeling content.
Yeah, and I love that you said that in culture, because that's the key. Like, it's like societal and cultural trends will tell us we're only okay if that our identity is tied to achievement and like what we're doing. And that's like the beginning of the mis-messaging, because the messaging that's actually true is that your identity has been determined and your worth has been declared. And I don't, you know, it's like one of those things, I don't know why we don't talk about that more, because it's so powerful. Like if we walk into these situations where we're not buying into that message, I have to do this in order to be okay, then we're not handing everything over to our being okay, because you've already actually been made okay. And I think that's where thankfulness is so powerful, because we can do that. Like even when that truck was barreling me down and forcing me to back up, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but that stuff happens to us constantly, you know? I really did. It just started coming out going, I'm in an air-conditioned car. I'm driving to the grocery store. You know, there are refrigerated items in the grocery store. And I mean, just even in that instant, someone may greet me and go, hello, Kay, because I go into the grocery store all the time. And so right then I start to breathe, because it's like, this isn't all so bad. And for me that morning, like I literally at that point could back up and let this person go ahead, which actually is an act of kindness, which I wasn't intentionally doing and didn't realize it. And as the person drove by, I could see that the human being was driving that truck. And I really had a moment going, I have no idea what's going on in that person's day. Like they could be racing to the hospital. They could be late for a meeting. They could just, you know, be a jerk. And life is long for a jerky person. And I was sort of like, yeah. And so everything started to settle. And I'm telling you guys, there was like a physical high, which is what's actually going on in your brain, because we are made for this. Because when you practice thankfulness, when you practice kindness, there are parts, regions of your brain that are lighting up, that fire synapses and endorphins that actually make you physically feel better. And so today, in the Say Something Nice part, it sounds like, oh, that's such a great thing to do. It actually fires parts of your brain to make you physically feel better. And that's why it's so powerful. And then you add this mercy piece and you're hitting the soul. Like you're going to this depth to where that's where peace really genuinely enters in. Of course, I would love for y'all to buy my book, But I'm just telling you, even if you don't, like, just try it today. Try it for a couple of days. We made it a 30-day experiment, which I kind of called the Soul 30, like really tried to do it every day for 30 days. I cannot tell you what it does. It can change your neural pathways to be able to go into a higher travel path of peace than it does when we go into places of fear or anxiety or worry or all kinds of things that steal our peace.
Now, Chris says, you're going to have to deal with him here. He says that,
by the way, I heard him start. I heard Tommy. I heard Tommy say right before we came on the air, "Say you're gonna have to deal with Chris. He's a bit of a cynic." I'm really not. But I'm just a big goofball.
Your hair looks great today, Chris.
How did you know?
I can see.
She could hear it. She could hear your hair.
That's
over the
right.
Radio.
I can hear it blowing in the wind. You've got going on.
His hair does look great.
Beach hair.
He's got a little bit.
That's funny.
But Chris says you only say nice things because you want something from somebody.
I didn't say that all the time. I said that. I said there are moments. We were kidding around earlier today because today is National Say Something Nice Day. I said today is National. Today's basically National Bribery Day. You know, because if you're going to say something nice, if you see somebody comes towards you with a compliment and they don't usually come at you with a compliment, you're like, okay, something's up. It's like April Fool's. You know what I mean?
And that, yeah. But that got me thinking, Kay, because we don't see this kind of thing so often that when we do see it, we're like, wait a minute, why is that person being nice to me?
Yep. What's up?
Okay.
Something's up.
It's so true. Okay. So let me tell you a quick story. I was walking in the lot of our grocery honked at me. Like I was walking and they honked at me, which sort of caught me off edge a little bit. But because I've been really and honestly doing this, I sat for a moment going, you know what? I bet that lady hasn't been driving a whole lot lately. Maybe she didn't even see me. Give her a break. And then I wasn't feeling so like, are you for real? Like, really? And I go into the grocery store, a little happier person. I get to the deli line. It was so crowded in that place. And I got my number, stand waiting. And who shows up standing next to me except the lady that honked at me? I'm not kidding. And so the guy calls, and I just look at her, you know, I wasn't mad at her or anything, genuinely. The deli guy calls my number, and I feel the lady next to me do one of those sighs, because she totally had not gotten a number. And I had margin in my day, and I legitimately was sitting there going, you know what, clearly she's struggling today. I turned to her and handed her my number, which she rejected. And because that's exactly what we do, because she was sort of like, why would you be giving me your number? Seriously, it was so cool. I gave my number to the deli guy because she wouldn't take it. He was watching everything that was going on, and he helped her instead of me. And it was like the clouds parted. It was so beautiful because right there, everyone in the moment was humanized. Which is what we've been living of late. It's this dehumanization where there's so much against and there's so much like caustic air just all around us. And in that moment, like people actually cared about people and there was life breathed into it. It was so cool. I left because I knew that I had time and I didn't want to ruin it for her having me stand there. And I mean, it's kinds of things. If we can just see each other as human beings that matter and bring that dignity and bring that just human worth into these things, it's amazing. And we can get beyond that part, maybe or maybe not completely, of not really trusting people. But it sure makes the people that are dishing it out feel great, as it does the people that are receiving it when they can't.
Well, and it goes back, I mean, we were talking about this earlier with another guest we had on, you know, what God told us, the two greatest commandments, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, love your neighbor. You know, if we can do those two things, just two simple things, that has power to transform the world.
You know, that's why I think this really did part of what the book is. I was sort of like, why was this so powerful? And at the end of the day, that's exactly where I landed, because I was kind of going, it's powerful because this is what he said actually sums up everything. Because when you're thankful, your eyes aren't on yourself. And when we're an even kind to ourselves, to have compassion and grace upon ourselves, it's so significant. And that's why I was sitting there going, okay, it's powerful because this is where he said life is. And it's a winner. It just is. I'm so thankful that he threw this into our plate, and it is a delight to share it with anybody, because it's like, please do it. It will make your day so much better. So when you say something today, something nice, just genuinely do it. And sometimes that actually is the beginning of acts of kindness. Just to tell somebody, I like your shoes, or, you know, it has to be something legit. It can't be something fake, you know? Go for something that's true, or they really won't trust you.
That's the fun part that I think about a day like this, because you really, for some people, it's just kind of like, I have to think of something nice, and then they have to think about it. Because they're not used to that. They're naturally pessimistic. It's like, oh, man. And they don't even know where to begin with that.
I know.
It's kind of funny.
Pessimism is not, it's not happy.
What? Sure. Yep.
Well, the other part you talk about this in your book is mercy and grace. Something we see in our culture today. I mean, one of the things that really annoys me in our culture is this cancel culture where people are getting, you know, we're like, you don't even exist. We're like eliminating you as a person because of something you might have said 20, 30 years ago, or some poorly worded post, or, you know, oftentimes it's not even people trying to be offensive. It's just they maybe say it poorly or whatever. And there's like no grace, no mercy.
Right.
And it's just, and I'm always wondering, you know, the people who want to cancel them and like, well, let's open up your Twitter feed and let's see if you've ever said anything wrong, right? Where there's no grace at all in our culture right now.
Yeah. And so what a movement to start it. Because even then, the cancel culture doesn't get to win. People actually do matter. People can't be canceled. Like, you know, it's laughable to think of canceling a human being. And it seems, I would guess that's the scariest thing that anyone could say of any of us, because it's a core human need to belong and to be seen. And so to go to that place again where your identity has been determined and your worth has been declared, it's been declared by God, whose name is Elroy, and he is the God. And the person that named him that is so fascinating, because she was one that ran into the desert because she was so unseen. And it was the Lord that met her so that she could, and to be able to, I see you, I know you, you are mine, you are precious, you are treasured, you are massive. All of these things that are declared upon us, so that cancel culture sort of is like a, you can just flick it away and be able to go to those people that genuinely are doing that. Can you imagine? And find the compassion for someone that would do that. Like, what has happened in their life that would cause them to do something like that, where they have to be in control and be the winner in order to be okay? And so the thing about mercy that is so important, a Jesuit priest, when he defined it as the willingness to enter into someone else's chaos. And willingness is the key, because this isn't about being a victim. This is not about rolling over and saying to someone, you can do anything you want to me, because that is absolutely not okay. This is the willingness where you choose to find compassion. So when that guy is like, again, going back to the black pickup truck, I genuinely cared about that person, even though he had bossy rooted me off the road to a certain extent. But in all that occurred, it moved from something being done to me to me actually being willing enough to be able to see the human being that's driving next to me and have grace upon that person. And there's life in that. If I had chosen the other, I could have gone to the grocery store, made it, and I could have sat with the cashier going, can you believe what this guy did to me? Blah, 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 blah. And there's no life in that. But there was a ton of life in offering grace and offering compassion and offering mercy. I'm just telling you. I mean, he said it, like you said in the greatest commandment. These are the things to do because they give you life. And that's always what the Lord has done for us, is be able to say, I want good to happen to you. I want you to live fully, and I want you to live in peace. They're the words that Jesus gave as he left. My peace I give to you. Mm. And so let's take it and live it. It makes the hard things in life have a lot more fullness in them than stealing everything from you.
We're talking with Kay Wills-Wima. The book is The Peace Project, a 30-day experiment practicing thankfulness, kindness, and mercy. Kay, if folks want to find out more information about the book or get a copy, how can they do so?
Well, it's on all retailers, or you can go to kwima.com, and it's up there too.
And
you guys sure have been kind, so I appreciate that.
And by the way, you spell Kay's last name W-Y-M-A. Wima.
Yeah.
W-Y-M-A. And we do have a copy of the book to give away as well, so we're going to be kind to someone and let them have a copy of your book. Call in at 419-240-1937 can get a copy of Peace Project. Hey, Kay, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thanks for trying to Chris straight, too. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Chris is great. Chris.
Having a kind word for Chris.
Congratulations. Right. It only took you 5 minutes. Nice job.
Oh, yeah, she did. You were very quick. Thank you so much. It's been fun chatting with you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys. Yeah. Have a great day.
That is Kay Wyba. Once again, the book, The Peace Project, a 30-day experiment practicing thankfulness, kindness, and mercy. If you'd like a copy, 419-240-1937. First person call in and get a copy of the book.